John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on the 22nd of November in 1963 by Lee Harvey Oswald as he was traveling with his wife, the governor, and the governor's wife in a presidential motorcade. The 35th President of the United States was assassinated on a Friday afternoon, and the 10-month-long investigation into that incident ruled that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the crime. In 1979, however, the United States House Select Committee on Assassinations, or HSCA, ruled that it was possibly a conspiracy. They suspected the presence of another gunman, but investigations were not able to find any reliable evidence to support that fact. A poll conducted in 2013 revealed that 60% of Americans believe that Kennedy's assassination was in fact a conspiracy, but only 20 to 30% believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. It's no wonder that there are so many conspiracy theories going around in the country, even after 50 years of the president's death. Right from the CIA to the KGB, to the president's wife, and even the then vice president, Lyndon Johnson. Many people and organizations have been claimed to be connected to the assassination of JFK. This audiobook is an attempt to look at the assassination and some of the different conspiracy theories about John F. Kennedy's death. Chapter 1. The Few Days Before His Assassination. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy and his advisors were getting ready for the next presidential campaign. A formal announcement had yet to come, but it was quite clear to the American people that Kennedy was planning to stand for another term. In September of 63, Kennedy was traveling in the West and within a week had spoken in 9 different states. From his speeches, it was quite clear that while speaking on issues such as education, world peace, and national security, he was actually putting himself forward as a candidate for re-election in 1964. In October of 63, he was addressing Democratic gatherings in Philadelphia and Boston. 10 days prior to his assassination, he held his first political planning meeting for the 64 presidential election. His plan was to visit the states of Texas and Florida, since he considered these two as important for winning the election. He also shared that his wife Jackie would be traveling with him during his travel to Texas. Come November 21st, Kennedy and his wife Jackie were on Air Force One for a 2-day, 5-city tour of Texas. While in Texas, he also wanted to remove friction between liberals Ralph and Don Yarborough and conservative John Connally. He knew that this friction between these leaders could jeopardize his chances of winning. He also knew about the attack in Dallas on the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson, a month before, that had been carried out by a small but vocal group of extremists who were the main reason for the tensions in Texas. Nevertheless, he wanted to get out of the capital city and to be among the people.